Product considerations. Before you determine what mode or carrier to select, consider the labeling and packaging requirements that are based on product characteristics and destination. There are also special considerations that may alter what transportation mode is chosen. Labeling and packaging. One way to ensure that cargo arrives safely in good condition is through proper labeling, which can protect shipments from poor handling and theft. ISO has created a set of pictorials for adding to labels to identify goods being shipped. For international shipments, labels should be written in the languages of all countries on the route. Other items to consider when labeling shipments include weight, net, and gross. Consignee's name, name of the consignor, shipment number. Number of units in the shipment, for example, one of two, two of two. Package dimensions should be clearly displayed on the outside of the package in metric units. If the package is going to or from the U.S., it should also list imperial units. Special considerations. Special considerations in regard to transportation mode selection include the following, some of which are discussed elsewhere and so are only mentioned here. Temperature/humidity. Most refrigerated goods travel alone. Different goods require different humidity levels or have other reasons for segregation, which increases the cost. By air, such goods are packaged in dry ice if for cargo aircraft only is used, or gel ice packs. Moving goods that require temperature control may require the use of a cold chain with appropriate documentary proof of temperature throughout the entire transportation process. Bulk shipments. Bulk shipments are usually commodity cargoes in large quantities without packaging. Dangerous goods, hazmat. Global rules and domestic regulations must be followed. Perishables. Shipping time is a key issue. Items must have suitable packaging. Non-refrigerated perishable items need less packaging and handling. Live animals. Live animals require a special shipper's letter of instruction that describes what to do in most situations. IATA has a special set of live animal regulations, classified/government documents. Classified and government material must be appropriately packaged, for example, two opaque, sealed envelopes, wrappings, or containers, durable enough to protect the material from accidental exposure and facilitate detection of tampering. Carriers are accountable for controlling classified material until the material is transferred to the correct party through the designated government representative. Prohibited goods. An importer is responsible for knowing destination country's laws and regulations. Pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceutical products require special handling, for example, temperature control, security, and chain of custody. Pharmaceutical shipments are subject to a complex array of government regulations. High-value goods. Anything worth over $100 per pound, till 200 euros per kilogram is considered high value. Shippers must purchase the appropriate amount of insurance based on the replacement value, not just the fair market value. Household goods. The most cost-effective way to ship household goods is by container, possibly using a consolidation service. Personal effects. Personal effects should be shipped in a commercial cargo container. Examples of personal effects include furniture, clothing, tools, landscaping equipment, and even automobiles. Caskets with human remains. Caskets have segregation rules that must be followed.